Good evening to you. It's Jaquetta Williams here. How you doing? Well, today, tonight, we're talking about the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development right here at Clark Atlanta University. We're going to hear from what the people have been working on and how it may affect you and the people who you love. And then we're going to take some of your calls and talk with you about CCRTD. We're going to talk to some of the scientists and we're going to talk to some of the researchers. I know you want to hear about that, right? So in our first segment, you're going to hear from CAU President Dr. Carlton Brown and Trustee Juanina Barranco about the impact of CCRTD on the university and then, of course, on our community. But first up, we're going to talk to the man who's made it all possible. We're joined now by Dr. Shafiq Khan, Director of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development. It's so nice to have you with us again, Dr. Khan. It's always good to see you and hear you.
Thank you for having me again.
No problem. Come back anytime you want. Well, so let's jump in and talk about the advances that CCRTD have made in the past year and how this might affect the public in the years to come.
Well, you know, we started from scratch about 10 years ago, and we had three main objectives. One was to build a basic research, cancer research, and then to train young scientists in that area and have a community outreach and an educational program. So all three areas have been constantly developing. And we can tell you now that we are one of the biggest prostate cancer research and education centers in the country.
That has to make you proud.
It does. It does. And the last year, couple of things which happened last year, we had our 10th annual symposium on prostate cancer, which is the only symposium of its kind. And everybody who has anything to do with prostate cancer looks forward to that. And we had about 200 people here from the whole country to talk about prostate cancer. So that was our 10th anniversary symposium.
So I know one of the things, too, is that you had a number of scientists who were here. So what is one of the best things in your mind about being a scientist?
You know, the scientists could do good stuff and they can also do bad stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you do good things and if you're working for something like this, if you're trying to find a cure for a disease which kills so many people, it's a privilege to be a scientist. It's a privilege to be able to do what you do. And I think that is the curiosity, and that is to share the knowledge and create that knowledge. It's a very unique profession. I don't know if there is anything else like that.
I would agree with you on that, because what I am not is a scientist. So we are very grateful for people who are like you. So let's talk about those initiatives that the center will be working on and the initiatives that are going to be happening relatively soon.
Yeah, we actually just got a $7.4 million grant for the next 5 years. And part of that, the grant is to really recruit 4 more scientists to the center. And that's what I'm currently working on, and we're trying to recruit some very good people to bring to CAU. And what that will do is that will make us the biggest prostate cancer center in the country.
And that has to be good for people who will ultimately have prostate cancer in their lives at one time or another.
Well, especially because we are focused on its impact in the African-American men, and, you know, they are the one who really suffer most from this disease. So it's to be here at CAU and be able to do this, this will be great. And so that's mainly what we will be trying to now do. And, of course, continue over everything else we started over the last 10 years.
So let's talk about this new location, Dr. Khan. I know CCRTD is going to be moving from the old facility to a new facility, and it's not too far from here.
Well, yeah, because as I said, we're growing. So we're running out of space. And last year and this year, the university decided that we should get a new home. And they decided to actually renovate the old Pascal's building, which is on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a historical building. That was a home of civil rights movement. So we're very excited about taking our center to that building, and we're looking forward to that.
How long do you think it'll take to move everything in and everything over?
Well, no, there has to be money, and there has to be renovations done. And so we are hoping that in a couple of years we can move there.
All right. Dr. Khan, thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you for taking the time for our academic year and review of CCRTD on Your Health Connection.
Thank you.
We're joined now by Dr. Carlton E. Brown, president of Clark Atlanta University. Thank you so much for joining us on Your Health Connection, Dr. Brown.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on.
From your perspective as president of the university, what does CCRTD mean to this community?
Well, as you know, we now have what we believe to be the largest prostate cancer research center focusing on basic biology in this country, and that probably means in the world. And so by focusing our research on a disease and on a version of that disease that heavily impacts the African-American community, it is very important that we show the capacity of our institution to respond to the very needs of the community. Further, it is a great training mechanism for undergraduates and graduate students. As you know, we're graduating a number of PhDs in our commencement ceremony this year who came through the Cancer Center as well as a couple of our other research centers.
What do you expect the future to hold with regards to CCRTD?
Well, part of the answer to that question is really to look just a little bit in the past. We've been developing this center and growing it for a number of years. Dr. Khan has been very wise and very careful about how he has built this center. And there came a magic moment a few years ago when we added an element to the center, which was the Genomic Cancer Center, as one of, at that time, only three such centers who could do their research from the standpoint of the mapped human genome. That activity by itself has led to tremendous increases in our research that has led over the past few years to several new discoveries and three new patents. So our next set of moves are really to begin to expand the center to move it into what is called translational research, which is beginning to take the research from the research bench to product and then out to business. And so we're seeking to find those persons who are adept at moving this process forward. Part of this move, however, is that we expect that this center will continue to grow and continue to expand and continue to take on new ventures. We're also connecting it in a very firm way to one of our other major research centers, our Center for Nanoscale Materials. First blush from that relationship gives us the capacity to deal in nanomaterials for the delivery of cancer drugs. One major study has just been completed by a PhD candidate this past year that shows tremendous promise. Finally, the Cancer Center is really our prototype for the kinds of research centers we want to develop. So as we grow the Cancer Center, we're also creating the map for subsequent centers to follow, like the Nanoscale Materials Center, like our Sustainability Center, and like what will soon become our Materials Sciences Center.
So Dr. Khan spoke earlier about CCRTD's planned move to the historic Pascal Center on Martin Luther King Jr. Drive on the northern edge of the campus. So how does this fit into your vision for Clark Atlanta University?
Well, this will be one of those amazing historic moments for this institution and for this city. We have for some time been attempting to make sure that the world takes notice of the tremendous research that is taking place in our center, and that's beginning to happen. In the meantime, the Cancer Center has literally outgrown its space in the Thomas Cole Science Research Center, and as our other centers grow, we have to find new locations. Simultaneously, the center has developed a tremendous outreach program. We have relationships with ministerial alliances. We have relationships with community organizations, NFL, Retired Players Association, and their Prostate Cancer Survival Group. And so part of what we're after is the need to build a new building or find a new building for our research, but also connect it in a very physical way to our outreach and to make that a location for the city. So the historic Pascal Center, that center where our civil rights leaders and our business leaders met for so long to plan and to develop their thoughts and ideas that have helped this city and this nation to grow, is now in the possession of Clark Atlanta University. We had a magic moment in a board meeting when we conceptualized the idea of its renovation and the placement of the Cancer Center in that facility. It will accommodate it beautifully. It will give us an opportunity to preserve the history of that facility while providing a face for our research right on Martin Luther King Boulevard and right in the heart of our community. So that'll be a place where people can meet and do health screenings and can talk about how we improve the health of our community. So we are looking forward to this move. We're in the first stages of that planned renovation now. The city has made some pledges to partner with us. We've gained the interest of a number of companies. Once this happens, everyone will know where Clark Atlanta University is and where the Cancer Center is. Further, we're deeply engaged in the issues of how this community around our university develops. And as we help develop Martin Luther King, our own properties on that street, this will be part of how that space will get redefined and how it will intersect the campus even further with the community.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here, Jaquetta, and I look forward to more and more work in the future, and keep paying attention to this cancer center, ladies and gentlemen. A lot is in the planning stages right now.
Juanita Barranco is a trustee of Clark Atlanta University and a friend of WCLK. She is also Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the Barranco Automotive Group, which includes Mercedes-Benz of Buckhead. Thank you so much for joining us on this academic year-ending edition of Your Health Connection.
Well, Jaquetta, thank you for having me.
You have been a part of creating the Mercedes-Benz of Buckhead WCLK Community Honors Program, which will recognize deserving Atlanta organizations throughout 2014. Organizations are chosen based on three core values: service, empowerment, and merit. The first organization to be honored is the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development. Why, out of all the many worthy organizations doing work in our community, did you select CCRTD?
Well, you're right. We do support a number of organizations in the community, and we're happy to do so. This one has come to my attention because of, frankly, the groundbreaking research that they are doing. The Prostate Cancer Research Center at Clark Atlanta University is, frankly, world-renowned. You know, prostate cancer is one of those cancers that a lot of families, a lot of men, are affected by that disease. And so the kind of research that they're doing at the Prostate Cancer Research Center at Clark Atlanta University, they're trying to find a cure. They are absolutely trying to find a cure, and I may be speaking out of turn when I say that I think they're pretty close from all of the indications. They have several patents that are pending. And so it's a great, great opportunity for Clark Atlanta University and the Prostate Cancer Research Center to have a significant impact on the communities where we live and where we serve.
Thank you, Mrs. Barranco.
Well, you are so welcome, Jaquetta, and I thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to support this very worthy cause.
And of course, I would be remiss if I did not thank Mercedes-Benz of Buckhead for their support of the WCLK Community Honors. We are coming right back.